in my life to teach me a lesson I had not previously been open to learning. He had become aware of my work and felt I was making a great contribution to the world. However, he felt I was not making as significant an impact as I could be making because I was playing it safe. I had not been confidently using the gifts I had been given, nor trusting the giver of those gifts to work through me in a powerful way. He sensed the strong desire within me to positively influence millions of people around the world, but also saw evidence of my doubts in my ability to do so. Bob challenged me to live boldly, to ask confidently, to visualize clearly, and to trust that the desires within me were actually God seeking to accomplish those things through me. The very next day, I felt compelled to read You Were Born Rich one more time. Perhaps there was something I had missed in my previous readings that would reveal itself to me now. And there it was. Jumping right off the page was a phrase I don't remember seeing in any of my previous readings. It was this: desire is the effort of unexpressed possibility within, seeking expression without through your action. This sentence was almost exactly what Bob Proctor had said to me. This sentence was written by a man named Wallace D. Wattles in a book titled The Science of Getting Rich. Trusting the guidance that has brought me thus far, I did an internet search and I found the text online. I must admit, I formed an initial negative judgment about the book based on the very first paragraph. It said this: "This book is pragmatical, not philosophical, a practical manual, not a treatise upon theories. It is intended for the men and women whose most pressing need is for money, who wish to get rich first and philosophize afterwards. It is those who have so far found neither the time, the means, nor the opportunity to go deeply into the study of metaphysics, but who want results and who are willing to take the conclusions of science as a basis for action without going into the processes by which those conclusions were reached." What? This book is pragmatical, not philosophical? From that opening sentence, I had a great resistance to reading the rest of the book. I was expecting something very touchy-feely, theoretical, and indeed metaphysical. I wanted this book to be about desire seeking full expression through the form of money. A mechanical, how-to field guide about making money was not something I could see myself getting excited about. The opening sentence was clearly telling me this book was not going to be what I expected. I reminded myself, though, that my life had not turned out as I had expected. I knew I could adjust my expectations and manifest beautiful results. I had also learned that the things of my life to which I felt the greatest resistance were the very things that taught me the greatest lessons. So I took a deep breath and I said to this feeling of resistance, "Hello, teacher." As I got deeper and deeper into the book, my resistance faded. It not only faded, but it transformed into excitement and the realization that I was reading something that would forever change my life. Wallace D. Wattles was not just a great thinker and leader of the New Thought movement. He was a great educator. The word education shares the same root meaning as the word educe, which means to draw out or to develop that which already exists but is hidden or dormant. Therefore, a great teacher does not give something to you. Rather, the educator draws out into your conscious awareness that which is already inside you. The epiphanies or light bulb moments we all experience are simply the sudden realization of truths or talents that already exist within us. Such was my experience of reading Wallace's words. After several stressful, traumatic events in my life, I had a profound shift in my mindset and way of seeing myself and the world around me. I started thinking and acting differently as a result of a new self-awareness. This new way of thinking and acting produced remarkable results in my life, financially, emotionally, and spiritually.